Honolulu has a new sprinkler law in place 8 months after the deadly Marco Polo fire. Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed two bills into law yesterday afternoon. They don't mandate sprinkler installation, but they do provide tax breaks to encourage installation. At the signing, Mayor Caldwell expressed his desire to one day see a mandatory sprinkler law.
I believe in incentives to reward action, and I think Bills 101 and 102 do exactly that. But without some requirements to actually impel people to retrofit their building, it's very slow going or maybe no going whatsoever. And therefore, people remain at risk, both our firefighters and those in high-rise units. But without a requirement, I think, for the most part, we will be talking about this again. I may not be mayor by then, of another tragic fire. We've had a few. I don't want to have it happen again. I know others don't either. And so it's my hope that 69 will move in a fair way and tie into these two incentive bills of 101 and 102 to make certain that this never happens again.
Current Honolulu ordinances exempt residential high-rise buildings constructed before 1975 from the sprinkler requirement. Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves also expressed support for mandatory sprinklers, but recognized that that is easier said than done.
There is no substitute for an automatic fire sprinkler, and that's in relative to keeping our citizens, our neighbors, our possessions, and especially our firefighters safe. A fire sprinkler works 24 hours a day, whether you're in the house, at home, not at home, in the shower. It's continually on guard, vigilantly watching over your possessions and your family members. Even if you live right next to a fire station, it'll be impossible for that fire station to get there in the amount of time that a fire sprinkler could be activated and either extinguish the fire or suppress the fire to a point where the fire department will come into a safer environment.
Now in studio with us this morning is Jane Sugiyama, who's been the president of the Hawaii Council for Association of Apartment Owners since 1994. The organization was started over 40 years ago to advocate for condominium communities and to educate owners and board of directors about their rights and obligations under the law. Welcome this morning, Jane.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Now, you folks weren't real keen about the mandatory sprinkler retrofit.
That's true. And we were on the Residential Fire Safety Advisory Committee that advised the council about, options to address the concerns, arising from the Marco Polo fire.
And so tell us, with the two bills then signed into law yesterday, what's your take on how the association is going to view this?
Well, we were in support of both bills because at the time we were, dealing with a proposed mandate that sprinklers be installed. Right now, and it hasn't been finalized, but we are in discussions, and we did have a advisory committee meeting last week where the new amendments to the existing Bill 69 will not call for, will allow for condominiums, the 150 who are not exempt, to opt out. And so there's discussion about an opt-out provision, which will mean that there may not be a mandate. But what we have always advocated is that that the associations, because each building is different, they have different, demographic people who occupy and reside in the buildings, that the buildings, the association should decide for themselves whether or not they want to install sprinklers. Because some buildings, have, more financial resources than others. And this, we're not talking about a cheap project. And, and we feel that's fair. And I understand that there are some buildings who want to do sprinklers. And that's fine if that's what they choose to do. And, this is what, that means they have to go out to their owners and actually assess them or set up a payment plan where over a period of years. And right now, Bill 69 talks about 12 to 15 years, to install a system. And they can borrow money. And they can borrow funds. And so these two bills that were just recently signed into law, they will help those people who want to install the sprinkler systems.
Okay, and we do have an interview with Assistant Chief Socrates Bertakos talking about the specifics of those two bills.
Bill 101 provides up to $2,000 of real property tax for eligible property owners, of which we estimate there's approximately 6,500 units that are eligible at this time. The city is willing to put forward an incentive to help those who wish to put the fire sprinklers in. That law would take effect on July 1st of 2019. Bill 102 provides incentives to high-rise buildings, and those are those that are at least 75 feet high on the floor of occupancy above the level of access for a fire truck, and that would exempt them from the plans fees that go that come from the Department of Planning and Permitting. As an example, a sprinkler, a system that would cost $1 million would be exempted or receive a credit to the amount of $10,000. Now, that's very easy for a large building. It could be $2 million, $3 million or more. So while that's not everything, that's a big help. It goes a long way towards providing safety.
So what do you think of that? Is this enough of a credit, you think, enough of an incentive for the associations to jump?
It's not a whole lot of incentive when you're talking about, I believe, with the fees that would be waived. We're talking maybe $10,000, and you're talking about a $2 to $3 million project. I mean, so you're talking maybe pennies, but it's important. It's really important that these benefits and these incentives are available, because every penny helps. You know, every credit, you know, the $2,000 tax credit. I read in the paper this morning that, you know, they were estimating, I think, $8,000 to, I can't remember, but I remember the bottom, the minimum low number was $8,000 per unit. And it's not. Those numbers were taken from a report on the 2005 committee, of which I was a member of. And so we're talking about that was what it would have cost to do the installation of fire sprinklers back in 2005. And here we are 13 years later. So, and you're talking about construction costs that have skyrocketed,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because of the Kakako, you know, construction. And so it's going to be much more expensive.
Right. And a lot of these associations are dealing with aging buildings, and they have other issues, whether it's concrete spalling or refitting the plumbing or
replacing
wiring.
The windows. And, you know, these are all items that most of them have had budgeted. And condos have something called a budget and reserves plan, and it's mandated by state law. They have to set aside money to pay for these huge, repairs and maintenance items. And so there's no line item for sprinklers in any condominium. So we're starting from scratch. So there's no money set aside. I mean, and so they have, you know, most buildings have money set aside for spall, for, you know, pipes is something else, too.
Right.
Most buildings have just started setting aside a reserve for pipes, because pipes were supposed to last 75 to 100 years. And unfortunately, we found out, you know, because of Pearl Ridge Gardens, that, you know, clay pipes only last not even 40 years.
Right,
and so,
yeah.
And so
you lots know, that's, of competing costs.
Yeah, so this is, you know, something that all condos have to deal with, and that's why the cost of installing sprinklers is so controversial.
So what's your best guesstimate how long before we see condos jump at this? I know Marco Polo, I think, had done a poll of their owners, and I think they had enough to be able to, I think, take the first step. But you think maybe it's going to be a year before you see some real traction here?
Yes, it will take some time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jane Sugiyama, for sitting down with us. Jane is with the Hawaii Council for the Association of Apartment Owners. We were talking about the latest fire sprinkler installation incentives signed into law yesterday. You can find a link to more information on today's edition of the Conversation Podcast at hawaiipublicradio.org.